Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. We are talking all things Titans. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Justin Mello to the program, who writes for the Draft Network, also with Broadway Sports, and author of the upcoming book, Titans of the South. Justin, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Second day of joint practices, so it's going to be a good one. How are you fellas doing?
Doing really well. Good. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. So, Justin, let's just start there with your book that's coming out, Titans of the South. Tell our listeners just what's kind of behind this book, the undertaking that you're going through now, and what people can expect when Titans of the South is released.
Well, it really is a keepsake, I think, for diehard Titan fans. You know, it's a beautiful book that presents the rich history, starting from 1960 to 2003. You'll find season-by-season summaries of all 63 seasons in franchise history, full-color photography, all-decade teams for every single decade, schedules, stats, starting lineups. It really was a beautiful thing to put together. I'm really excited. The pre-order is up now. It's available where all books are sold. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, you name it, and excited for people to get their hands on it. I think they're going to be pleased.
Yeah, excited for that, too. The foreword by our man Jamie Wyatt as well, so people check that out as well. Justin, what do you make of this team heading into this season? You've got, obviously, a lot of change with Brian Callahan coming in, Will Levis for his first year as a starter, a lot of new pieces on the offensive side. Let's just start there on offense. What do you make of the offensive side of the football, and how good do you think this team can be in year one under Brian Callahan offensively?
Well, I think they've done a great job reshaping the identity, especially on offense. And you saw a bit of that in the preseason game versus San Francisco. I mean, Will Levis was in shotgun almost the entire time, which was very common of the Callahan offense in Cincinnati. And they ran 11 personnel more often than they didn't, right? And that's what you're expecting here with a healthy DeAndre Hopkins, a Calvin Ridley, and, of course, Tyler Boyd. You also like the job they've done to reshape this offensive line, right, with J.C. Latham at left tackle, Cushenberry at center, a sophomore, Peter Skoronski. Now, they're still working through things on the right side, but it certainly looks a lot more promising than it did last year. So the most exciting thing about this season, and even the biggest diehard should be able to say, we don't really know what to expect. And I think that's a little exciting. Like, this roster is very good in some spots, particularly on offense, but they'll go as far as Will Levis takes them, as far as Will Levis's development can take them, if you will. So there's a bit of an unknown, I think, hanging over this team this year, and that's exciting. If Will Levis is good, then they've got a chance to be really good.
Yeah, I was talking earlier, Justin, just about, you know, look, I'm totally with you. This is a Levis evaluation season. This is kind of charting the course for his career and this franchise. I mean, if he's good, then they know what they're doing the next few years, or maybe many years. And, you know, as we know in this league, it can go the other way quickly. But I'm watching this team and this new offensive line, and I really like how it looks running the ball. I know it's not all the way to the tackle, to the ground, running the ball, but I feel like even in the preseason game you saw a little bit, and I like these backs too. Is it possible in your mind that this could be a little bit more run-heavy offense than what Callahan was doing in Cincinnati, even though he had a great back there as well?
I need to see it to believe it. I don't know that I'm ready to make that statement just because of how pass-happy they consistently were in Cincinnati. Now, the reason I love that question, and there is room for a different evaluation, is does he have as much confidence in Will Levis as he had in Joe Burrow? I mean, probably not yet, right? I don't think we're there yet. So I do think they could be a bit more run heavy. One of the interesting things about this run game, there's a common misconception out there amongst Titans fans that, oh, this is going to be the zone-based offense that they were sort of running under Matt LaFleur and Arthur Smith. You know, that's the Callahan coaching tree. That's where it comes from, if you will. But you watch Cleveland last year, and you watch what they've done in the preseason and some of the stuff the Titans have installed this summer. They're running a lot more gap than I think people anticipate. And that's why Bill Callahan, the offensive line coach, he wants these big-bodied linemen. You know, I think they're done with the undersized, the Aaron Brewers, the Daniel Brunskills, the undersized athletes. No, they want bullies up front. That's why they thought Sidney Charles was going to be their right guard. That's why they're still high on Nicholas Petit-Frere, NPF. It's the size advantage that he gives you there at right tackle. So So I think they're going to be coming with a bit of a different system than people are expecting. And certainly as Will Levis takes his bumps and bruises as a sophomore, an inexperienced sophomore at that, I think you are going to see a bit of this ground game, and it's going to be more gap than it is zone.
So, Justin, we've been talking a lot about edge rusher today. Obviously, Arden Key has got a six-game suspension coming up. I mean, you could make an argument that the Titans are pretty thin there to begin with, even with Arden Key. But how do you view that position? How concerning is the edge rusher spot beyond the obvious of Harold Landry heading into this season?
It's a big concern for me. I think it's the biggest concern on the roster right now. I mean, you said it. They were thin when they had Arden Key, and now you're going to be without him presumably for nearly half the season unless he appeals and can get it down, but it's going to be six games, it appears, and they are very thin. Look, two of those options, or two of those perceived options, are no longer on the table, right, with Matthew Judon getting traded to the Atlanta Falcons last night, and then you had Carl Lawson, certainly a popular name in Titans Twitterverse, signing with the Dallas Cowboys earlier this morning. So those names are off the table. Is Hassan Reddick going to be traded? I don't think so. The solutions are going to have to come from in-house. I'm not sure that they have them. You know, it's going to be Shane Ray trying to write a comeback story. You've got the seventh-round rookie, Jalen Harrell's popped a little. You got Thomas Rush, who I thought looked good in OTAs, but we haven't heard as much from him since. It's a big concern for me. In fact, if I was writing a 2025 mock draft, and I did last week, I'm going edge position for them. Of course, it's early, but I think there's a big, big concern with the lack of options across from Harold Landry.
So how do you think that affects Denard Wilson's approach? Let's say they don't address it, Justin, because we, of course, right now on this practice field, you see essentially the same system, right, defensively from both these teams with some differences. But how do you think that affects Denard Wilson's approach in terms of aggression, pressuring, and things like that this year?
Well, he's an aggressive coach by nature, right? He learned from one of the most aggressive, you know, someone people know well in Titans land, Greg Williams, the former DC there in Tennessee, right? So they're aggressive. He's going to be aggressive to begin with. We'll see what it looks like, right? But I think you saw glimpses of it against San Francisco on Saturday, the first preseason game. They ran a blitz on like the first play, right? And there was a couple of times where they got into third down and they blitzed the heck out of the quarterback back there. So I think he's going to be aggressive. I think he has to be, right? Like, you're not going to be getting home consistently with four, I don't think, with what you've got on the roster, especially at edge. So they're, and some of the guys they brought in, they knew what they were doing, right? Kenneth Murray, he's a C-ball, chase ball kind of guy. He wants to blitz and get after the quarterback. That's what he's talked about during his press conferences. And it's the same with Jamal Adams, right? We know how much success he had as a blitzing safety under Denard Wilson in his first and second seasons with the New York Jets. So I think their personnel is built to be aggressive, and that's what you're going to see from Denard Wilson this season.
Justin Mello with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Justin, how do you view kind of the roster composition of this heading into the season under Brian Callahan? You know, we've talked about wide receiver. You got Mason Kinsey. You've got Kyaris Jackson in the return game, Jaquan Jackson, Kyle Phillips. A lot of guys competing for what could be one spot if they keep six. Maybe if they keep seven, you're competing for two spots. You've got the tight end spot where we've seen the Titans keep four in the past. Is it going to be three this year? How do you view the kind of the numbers game that faces Brian Callahan here, specifically on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, right now I'm leaning seven wide receivers and just three tight ends. I mean, I think five have been confirmed, right? We know you're going to have Hopkins, Ridley, Boyd, Burks, and Nick Westbrook. So those final two spots, I think you've got Jaquan Jackson as your starting punt returner, and I think you'll keep Kyaris Jackson as your starting kick returner. The alternative there, if they want to go six, maybe Tajay Spears is your starting kick returner, but I do think they'll keep seven. I mean, how can you cut ties with Kyaris now after how great he was in the return game against San Francisco? And Jaquan Jackson as well had that big punt return. They're not going to cut a sixth-round rookie, I don't believe. He had two long touchdowns against the Seahawks in their scrimmage yesterday. So I think they go seven at receiver, and I'm just going with the three tight ends. There's no need to keep four. I think, you know, Josh Wiley is going to be your every down tight end, if you will, the one that's flexible enough to block and catch passes. Chig is going to be sort of your big slot, if you will, sort of a replacement for Tyler Boyd when they go to two tight end sets. And I think that tight end three spot's a really interesting battle. You know, you've got Thomas Odekoya, who's really come on this year. He's still got a year left of international pathway eligibility, by the way. So a lot of people are expecting them to keep him on the 53, but I wonder if they're going to cheat that roster, if you will, and keep him without him counting towards the active 53. They appear to like Nick Vannett, you know, a veteran guy who's made some plays at training camp. He's the most experienced choice. And then you've got a really intriguing UDFA in David Martin Robinson, who's the most athletic, the most pass-catching upside of the ones who are competing for that tight end three spot. So I don't think they'll keep more than three, and that gives them a chance to go a bit heavier at receiver.
All right, Justin, bottom line for this team. What's your floor and what's your ceiling for this team in terms of outcome record this year?
I think they're like an 8-9, a 10-7 type of team. You know, once injuries start to rear their head, I worry they don't have enough depth to sort of sustain that. I mean, you look up front, if they lose anyone at edge rusher, it's a disaster. The interior of the D-line, I don't love what they have there behind, you know, Simmons and Sweat. Even at corner, you know, if any of those three go down, you've got a lot of inexperience there on the back end. So, and credit to Rand Carthon, because he couldn't address all of that, I think, this offseason. They've done a really good job making sure that their starting 22 are significantly better than they were last year. But once injuries start to rear their head, and as we know, especially here over these last couple of years, it seems to always go that way. I don't know that they've got enough depth, if you will, to survive that. But I think an 8-9 basement at about a 10-7 ceiling. I'm going between 8 to 10 wins this season.
Well, Justin, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning and looking forward to the book coming out. Tell our listeners again where they can pre-order Titans of the South.
Yeah, it's available for pre-order now. Anywhere books are sold. You want to get it on Amazon, you want to get it on Barnes & Noble, you can get it through the publisher's website as well over at Lake 7 Creative. So wherever books are sold, we actually just got the hard copies back at the warehouse yesterday. So we're really excited. Orders are moving along. Shipping is going to be moving along very shortly. So Titans of the South available in early September where all books are sold.
Justin, really appreciate you, man. Thanks.
Pleasure's all mine. Thanks for having me on.
Justin Mello, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025 on everything Justin had to say. Charles Robinson coming up at 8 o'clock. The Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.